A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Men's Room Podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money, getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store or via the app. A bosh.
Welcome back to the Men's Room, people. Season three. I can't believe we're here. Actually, I can because it is so good. Season one was just a home run. Season two followed the same suit. Season three, we've got some good stuff coming your way. If this is the first time you've ever seen this, A, I don't know why it's taking you so long to come, but welcome in. We talk about absolutely anything in the Men's Room. Nothing is off the table. Talking of tables, look at the new settings we're in as well. Look at these wonderful new settings. We've elevated, right?
Glorious.
Gloriously elevated. We're in the wonderful Bunch of Grapes pub here in the heart of London. And he's back with me as well, obviously. This is Anton Deck times 100. Anton Deck on steroids. Me and Rory Jennings. How are you, sir?
I'm really good. Really delighted to be back. Yeah. I mean, I love doing this. I think it's such a worthwhile podcast. Delighted with the news that we were award nominated as well.
Yeah, I didn't even talk about it, did I? The Arias Award.
Yes, we're
up
so
for an
exciting.
Arias. Yeah, which is basically the Oscars. It's like the Oscars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I did tell you from the first one, I told Rory from the first time we did one together. I don't know what episode it was. It might have been the Father's one, which I think was a really good one. I said, this might win something, you know?
You did. You called it. I was slightly more skeptical, but yes, really, really over the moon that's happened. And as you mentioned, we have a wonderful heap of topics to get stuck into, don't we?
We do. What do you make of the settings?
Love it,
by the way.
Love it. You can't go wrong, can you? I think
I mean, not as good as my studio, but it is what it is, right?
Look, pub culture is something that's really precious. I think pubs should be preserved, pubs should be looked after, and I adore pub culture.
Pubs like this as well.
Yeah,
we're the old school pubs that smell as you come in.
Proper pubs with real history and not a hint of an artisan scotch egg. That's what I want. I want proper pubs. Yeah. I want
a
jukebox.
You can't get avocado on toast here.
Exactly.
You can't get avocado on toast.
Yeah, real proper pubs in London's fashionable West End. That's what we're after.
All right, we're kicking things off with an interesting subject. DNA. We both done our DNA testing, which is interesting. Rory looks as English as they come. He might have a bit more in him. I look as Nigerian as I come. I hope I've got more in me. I hope there's a little twist to me.
Yeah, I'd love an exotic tinge.
Yeah.
I would love something like that.
Yeah.
Because I think when you think about, like, my name's Rory. My name's Rory and I grew up on the Kilburn High Road.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so far as I can go. Whereas, you know, when we find out these DNA results, it'd be wonderful if there was just a little whisper.
What would you
of
want?
Argentinian.
Yeah.
It's like
you
a
know
little,
what, though? Because of the fork, you never know, do you?
Just like a little whisper of something. Because as it stands, Rory from Kilburn is going to be so obviously English, but I am a God-fearing Irish Catholic, and therefore they'll be, like my dad, you know, my dad is very, is Irish. So I think it's going to be fairly predictable. But like I say, I would love, you know, that kind of, that culture, that cultured wonder of Argentina.
Aditukunbo Oladipo is so Nigerian.
Aditukunbo
Oladipo. I want it to be Aditukunbo Inglesia.
It would be funny to say you were Irish. That'd be brilliant.
All right, I've got results here. Dun, dun, dun.
McColladipo.
Do you know Deontay Wilder, the boxer?
Mm.
He's
Nigerian, isn't he?
38% Nigerian.
That's not surprising, though, or is it?
Is it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it isn't.
Do you know what the rest, do you know what else?
I think Americans are more likely to have loads, obviously, because of the slave trade. They're going to have a lot of mixtures in them.
Yeah.
Whereas us are just quite boring, aren't we?
Yeah. Do you, as to your knowledge, before you check these results, are you 100% Nigerian? Is that your understanding of who your father was and who your mother is?
Yeah, mother, father. Within Nigeria, there's so many different tribes. So it'll be more a case of what tribe.
But to your knowledge, mum, 100% Nigerian. Yep. So both grandparents Nigerian.
Yes.
Both grandparents on dad's side Nigerian.
I looked at the picture of the grandparent the other day, my mum's mum. Can't lie to you. I looked and I thought, looks a bit Brazilian.
Really?
Looks the something in there. Looks a bit Brazilian. The something in there. The nose was straighter than, you know, African noses are quite, her nose was straight. And I was like, there might be something in there.
Yeah, I'm getting the results up. I'm very excited here.
Here we go. Ade Oladipo, you are the father. No, I'm joking.
Wow. I am.
Go on.
99.9% European. So the dream of being from Argentina and potentially being related to an icon like Maradona or Messi is over. 99.9% European.
99. No, wait. Yeah, it's 98.6. Yeah, but that's 99.
No, 99.9 European. Then I'm British and Irish, 98.6. It's a lot of Irish, though. There's a lot of Irish going on.
Ade Oladipo, you are indeed Nigerian.
Wow, Ade, you're 100%.
You are indeed full. How is this possible? 100% Nigerian.
Mate, you don't even have a whisper. Not even a gentle nod. Not even, like, nothing.
Like, no one in the family in the background just sneaked away for a little while.
Do you know,
across the border.
What is the culture in Nigeria? You know, in England, there's a huge chance of you being maybe a bit Scottish or a bit Irish because of the history. Yeah. Is that the same in Nigeria? Like, could you easily be maybe a little bit Ghanaian?
No. Even within, like, Nigerian culture, if you marry outside of your tribe, so I'm Yoruba, there's so many tribes in Nigeria. If you marry outside that, you're going to get the people's eyebrow. People are going to look at you like, what are you doing? You're not supposed to. So I kind of expected this. As I said, I hope that the great, great, great granddad maybe wandered across the border to Cameroon or Togo or Ghana. Clearly not. Ade, you are 100% West African. And then the bracket down, 100% Nigerian. That's strong.
100.
100.
That doesn't happen much now.
I'm very upset by this.
100%. Like literally completely. Your entire family tree.
Yeah, that lineage is Nigerian. That's good, you know. That's good.
I've got a touch of Greek and Balkan.
I'll take that. 1.3% Greek and Balkan. That's interesting, isn't it?
But the rest.
I wonder how far down that is, though.
The rest is British and Irish. I mean, and that's what I would have. That's what
Are
I
you
know.
Upset
it to
by
be.
This?
No. Because also, like, how do you feel? Like, I just feel like an English person. In fact, I feel even more specific than that. I feel like a. Do you know what? Do you know what I feel?
Go on.
I'm so specific. Go on. I feel like a North Londoner. I only really feel at home North London.
Interesting.
Like, I don't do my best not to cross the river. The furthest south I ever want to go is the South Bank.
I will agree with this. Rory does come to see me in Stratford sometimes and hates it.
Oh,
I was like, Ade, look, mate, you got to come pick me up because I just got off the Jubilee line and it's awful.
No.
Yeah.
Well, like, so as much as this isn't particularly exciting, it is who I am. It is what I feel.
Yeah.
Do you feel 100% Nigerian, or is your sort of love affair with London sort of clouding that?
It's interesting
that
you say that, actually, because obviously, look, came born in Nigeria, lived in Brighton for 8 years, then came to London. So, what, 30 odd years in London. I feel very much a Londoner.
Do you have a little soft spot, like anything? You know when you see Brighton doing well?
No.
Literally nothing for Brighton? No.
No. It's funny, actually. They should be my second team.
Yeah, you have nothing to them.
No, nothing at all. But the Nigerian thing's interesting because obviously I went back there and moved there and I did feel like I want to come back home.
Yeah.
I did feel like I could live here. But I can't lie to you, I'm very disappointed I'm 100% Nigerian. I'm very, very disappointed. Like, I was gagging for something else. Honestly, I thought there must be Jamaican, Puerto Rican,
what,
something.
Would you have gone off? Or would you have gone on some sort of expedition for your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
I'm going to go and find my
other 10%
Oladipos in Gran Canaria.
There's no point. Now, it's a fact, isn't it? It's Fact. All right, there are some other stuff these DNA tests give as well, by the way, which are very interesting. I didn't know they'd done all this. They give you your traits as well, which is interesting.
These are bang on.
Go on. What have you
Wow. I am a product of who I... Do you know what? This is great for me because I get quite a lot of grief from my wife for the way that I am, the way that I act. We had a terrible experience fairly recently in the cinema where I behaved quite badly. Yeah. And it turns out that it wasn't my fault at all.
It wasn't my fault at all.
It's my DNA. Like, look at this. So, okay, look. According to DNA results, Rory is likely to dislike coriander. I massively do. Can't abide it. Cannot. It's probably one of the very few flavours that I just cannot tolerate. Mm. Oh, my God, this is huge. More likely to hate the chewing sound.
You hate that. He hates it.
I can't believe it. I can't.
I really hate it.
Do you know I've pulled people up, like strangers in restaurants? Like,
so, by the way, this is not your fault. So you could tell them and show them, look, this is it.
Look, I have a sort of preordained hatred of the way that you're eating, like a horse. Yeah. Would you mind packing it in? And it's not my fault.
Strange that though, isn't it?
It's not my fault. It's just who I am.
All right.
Have you got any of... Where are you?
Ade, all the way down.
Right.
All right, Ade, DNA results are in, and I'm likely to have an average ability of being able to match a pitch while singing.
No, that's a poor... No.
It's not true, is
No,
it?
You have a terrible singing voice. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you now, I don't.
No, you
That's
do.
The thing that I know you think I do.
No, I think you do, because no, I've
no,
heard
I
you
can
sing.
Sing. No, I don't go for it when I'm with you.
No,
but
you
I'm not
do.
Joking, in the car, I'm telling you now, in the car...
No. Do you know what you're
I'll
displaying
I'll put Mariah
here?
Carey on right now and go for it.
No, do you know what you're
I'll
displaying
put it on right
here?
Now if you want. And go
you're
for
displaying
it.
That trait.
One second.
You were honestly displaying that trait that singers who can't sing. You know, like there's always that bloke in the pub karaoke in his local pub, like driving everyone
but no,
mad.
No, one second. Am I going to listen to you or likely to have an average ability? Average, by the way. They didn't say
you don't have
sell
an average
records.
Ability. You have a below average ability of singing.
Not true.
Okay, sing some Luther Vandross.
No, I'm not going to just sing it now.
No, you just said you were, and then you took a sip as if you were.
My throat's hurting.
Okay, so let's just hear.
My throat's hurting.
Mate, no, you're tone deaf.
My throat's hurting.
You are tone deaf. Like, you cannot sing.
My throat's hurting. I would go for it.
You cannot sing.
I'm telling you now, I can sing.
I've heard it. I've heard you sing. And also, you don't know the words to any song. I've never known anyone.
That's true.
You just make words up.
That's the beauty. I ad-lib what I want.
Okay, so...
More likely to be afraid of heights. Bang on.
Are you afraid of heights?
Frightened.
Mate, for quite like a big bloke, you're very...
I've told you, this is no... This
fanny-ish.
This thing here, more likely to be afraid of heights... could apply to every black person. And so this isn't a DNA adding on a depot thing. This is a DNA to black people.
You don't heights, you can't swim.
We don't jump out of airplanes. We don't do bungee jumps. We don't go to the mountain.
Well, they're white people.
White people maneuvers. So that's not ADA, that's just across the board, blanket thing.
More likely to be bitten by mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's true, isn't it? I was in Ghana recently. Just came back from Ghana, by the way.
Were you bitten?
Well, yeah, because there are a lot of mosquitoes in West Africa. Unfortunately, I was. And they might just like my blood. They might just like the smell of cocoa butter that I...
Have you got a unibrow? Have a look at me. Hang on a minute. You're the kind of man... I'm getting a revelation here. You have them done, don't you?
No, I don't.
Have your eyebrows done.
Are you kidding me?
You do, don't you?
I swear to God, I do not.
You do. You're that bloke.
One second. Is this the DNA thing? Was him dissing me? Like, my singing and my... I don't do it.
No, but your eyebrows are really well cultured. Yeah.
Me. So, I swear to God, I don't. Okay. I'll take it, but I don't.
Hair loss thinning before the age of 40.
Is that me or you?
It's actually both of our genetics.
It's true.
Was it, do you remember what age you started to thin?
24, 25.
That young?
Couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Did it hit that early? Yeah.
Early, and I remember going to the barber shop, Charlie's, Leighton, Stone High Road. And he would say all the time, don't worry, it means you're going to be rich. Like West Indians say, if you start balding early, you're going to be rich. I remember walking into him with my gyro to cut my hair and thinking, well, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Because I'm not rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm bald and skint.
Bald
Thank
and
you.
Broke. But yeah, about 24, 25.
Did it bother you at the time? Like, do you remember being affected? Or was it
No, because I wasn't one of those people. You get a lot of people where it's going back and they try and keep the shape up.
Yeah.
I was like, take it off. Right. And because I was the biggest fan of Tupac, I was like, well,
yeah,
it's right then.
Yeah,
Tupac's got a bald head, gets away with it. I can get away with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it didn't bother me.
Cheek dimples. Give me a smile. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you've got them. We're basically conforming to what we should conform to, pretty much.
Yeah.
I've got more hair
More
than
likely
perhaps.
To have flat feet.
Yeah, I'm more likely to have flat feet as well. but I do not have them. Do you wear those funny things in those shoes?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, that's not, feet, it's not an insult, mate.
My feet are like, don't know, like kind of, they've got a bridge to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you got that
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, mate, mine have got like, it's like Tower Bridge. It's fantastic.
You need every bit of help in height. It's fantastic.
Mate, it's funny how you always play the tall card with me. You're about 4 inches taller than me.
That's a lot, mate. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Mate, you're about 5'10" and you give it the bigger.
5'11".
Don't
take an inch away from me.
I don't think that you should be giving it the big one about height unless you're over 6'1".
You know, I did see the photo you put up the other day and there was that guy smaller than you. I couldn't believe it. Mate, I couldn't believe it. Mate. I was going to message you. I was like, where have you got him from?
Wait, there are many men in the world who are smaller than me.
You must love going out of it.
And that's why we're mates. Do you know what? He's my mate from school. I'm not even joking. Really? Do you know when we were at school, yeah. They used to like where you'd sit would be done on high order. Was it? I sat next to him for years at school. That's why we're mates. We only know each other because it was like, you're number one, I'm number two.
I saw it when I was like, Rory must feel really good around this. Yeah, all this right, is, what else have we got? Anything else
this
in there?
Is fantastic.
These are good though.
Yeah, these really are good.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? Well, I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club. So make sure you join today online, in store, or via the app.
But again, like back to it, I'm not disappointed, but slightly disappointed.
Do you have a hairy back?
No. Although I do have a hairy spot. Like there's a little patch here, which I actually thought one girl, I'm not going to get into that story, but she saw it and told me this could be dangerous.
Did it put her off?
No, she waxed it. I liked it.
That's disgusting.
But then when it started growing back, it almost grew back more.
Oh no.
Like Teen Wolf, like Michael J. Fox film.
Oh,
remember
that's
that?
Terrible.
Like, and I was like, but it literally is just at the back here.
Wait, really?
Just
you know,
spot.
You know, I'm like a seal pup. I haven't got any hair.
Nothing.
I'm like, there's no bodily hair.
What about men that shave? Would you find them?
I think they have to some. Some fellas have to. Like they
yeah,
have
some
to get the
have
back
to.
Done and that.
Yeah, that's more like your Greek and though, yeah.
Yeah,
they really.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think in terms of like the pre-genetics that we're looking at here. My genetics wouldn't be particularly a hairy body.
No.
I don't think you're...
No, not really. No. Like, my dad, no. My mum, hopefully not.
Stretch marks? I'm 66% likely to have stretch marks. On what? I'm tiny. What's going to have stretched?
Your belly, eventually.
No, I won't let that happen. I won't let that happen. Mate, I went swimming this morning. I was really fighting back.
I'm 34% chance to have stretch marks. Yeah, I don't know where I would have them. Do you know, actually, to be fair, once I started going gym and putting on a bit of weight, I can see them there.
Oh, what? You got stretch marks around your
bicep?
I'm
not joking. Right? Yeah. No, my you wouldn't know about this, but the delts.
The delts.
Around my delts. Yeah, I've got a few stretch marks.
It's just
there.
A chip on your shoulder. It's not a delt.
It's on both shoulders.
Okay, there we go. So basically, I think what we can conclude is...
We know who we are.
That both of us conform to who we should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
We both conform to who we should be. I find that amazing.
And if there are any problems with that, take up with our ancestors.
Mate, the personality insight is fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, how they can get that
Yeah.
I can't remember. What did we give? Did we give a piece of hair and a bit of spit? I can't remember what it was. That was it. So just that can give you that.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Hates the sound of chewing. That is amazing. Because I detest it so much. It drives me mad. You know, if somebody is loudly chewing in any circumstance, but then that can be, for you, what you can extrapolate from that is just manners across the board. Like, don't make a noise when you eat.
No,
you pig.
You even hate things like a baseball cap in a restaurant.
Hate it. In a proper.
That's not DNA. That's
in
just
a proper,
you.
No, that's DNA. We've proved it. It's DNA.
What, a baseball cap in a restaurant.
Yeah, don't. Mate, I'm not talking about. If you want to go to Nando's and wear yourself a cap, I don't care.
What about one of these? Am I allowed one of these in a restaurant?
Very smart. No, if we were to sit down, if you and I were to be fortunate enough to go to Locanda Locatelli in Marble Arch,
look at him,
of course you don't wear a hat
in a
restaurant.
What's that called again?
Locanda Locatelli.
Beautiful. Wow, never been there.
But you can't wear a hat in a restaurant. No,
you can't, can you?
No, there's a great scene in The Sopranos about that exact thing, actually, where he goes over to a stranger and he's like, take your hat off.
Yeah.
And the fella does.
How much are these DNA tests? How much are these, Luce? There you go. Worth it, innit?
Bargain.
I think for people to find out what they want, go in that camera, £75, it's worth it. It really is worth it. I've enjoyed this.
It's been good.
I know who I am.
It's a very mild edition of Who Do You Think You Are?
I used to love that.
Good show.
It's a good show, wasn't it? It really was a good show. It really was a good show. Rory Jennings, Adi Oladipo. Look, we've just started this thing, season 3 again. We want your ideas as well. We're happy to talk about absolutely anything and everything because that's what you do in the men's room. If you are downloading this, make sure you download it from wherever you get your download podcast from. Or if you're watching it on YouTube, make sure you like, share, subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff. And we will see you on the next one.
ToolStation are the proud sponsors of the men's room podcast on TalkSport. Join the ToolStation Club today online, in store, or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with ToolStation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you'll get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the ToolStation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.